What about Easter? Life in a Lent like no other can get us looking for future hope these days, to the church calendar, if not to political press conferences at this point. What about Easter, perhaps we've thought? Our schools stay closed at least until April 13th. That was the first notification we received. That's the day after Easter. Yesterday, we received a memo about Holy Week that I still have to think through some. It did offer one of those bureaucratic policy lines that can cause a little bit of a chill when we recognize its meaning. It said, the liturgical celebrations for Easter Sunday should occur following the guidelines of the previous Sunday celebrations. Translation here, however we can gather on Palm Sunday, we can gather on Easter Sunday. And with Palm Sunday being like 10 days away, well, at least our organist Tommy Bender and I will get to wear our seersucker for Mass on Easter. I know that's a great consolation to our parish. We might think we have to do the responsible thing, but what a loss to miss the most significant day of the church year. To which I would respond, well, we already missed the Annunciation. Today is not a holy day. Today is not on our culturally Catholic calendar, but today is everything. Even our creed nods to this, or more precisely, head bows to this mystery. When we recite it together, we don't bow at the passion, at the death, at the resurrection of Jesus, at the Father's creative work or the Holy Spirit's mission. We bow at the line, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. We now, today's feast, actually, we don't bow, we actually genuflect to those words if we're able to in just a little bit, but you get the picture. God shares in our humanity, chooses to become like us, descends to our level, so we might later ascend nearer to his. This is the grounding of the Christian faith. This too is the great reminder we might need right now as we feel distant, disconnected, as this disease lurks to hurt body and spirit. God is with us in it. God chooses to be with us in it, because God chose this way so long ago. So happy Solemnity of the Assumption, this great Christian feast. May we not miss its importance, no matter where we find ourselves today.